Start again. We're holding Be'ezat Hashem in Yud Aleph. Heviu lefanav hadas v'shemen. They brought him hadasim, and they brought him oil. Oil that has a besamim inside. Le'ariach bahim. Im birchotehim shavot. If they have the same beracha. Nevarech al ha'adas. He makes a beracha on the hadasim. Upoteret Hashemen. And that covers the shemen. So it's a question of kedima, right? We just had a question of kedima between Aseh and Isbe and Mineh. And now they're both the same beracha. It's both Aseh. But which one should I make the beracha on? Make the beracha on the hadas and be put in the shemen. V'im enam shavot. Let's say they're not the same beracha. Mevarech al ha-hadas techila. Make the beracha on the hadas first. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Lehariach bahem. De'ilu shemen shevi. When they bring you even a good smelling oil to rinse your fingers, to take off the smell, so you don't make a beracha. Like it says in Reshut Zayin Saif Bet, to get rid of a bad smell, you don't make a beracha of besamim. Im birchotehem shavot. If the berachot are the same, kegon shashemen ayah mevusam ve'aseh besamim. For example, that they smelled up the shemen with aseh besamim. Shemevarech al hashemen, when you make beracha on the oil, the beracha is bore aseh besamim. So it's the same beracha. Kamevuar v'saifav. Even so, mevarech al hahadas. The beracha, you should make the beracha on the hadas. Hatam, the hadas, hu guf ha'etz hanikra besamim. Hadas is besamim itself. Atzeh besamim. Ve'ashemen, en areyach me'asmo, ela koto me'acher. It didn't come from itself. He got it from someplace else. Hilkas, hadas, chashiv tefeh. The hadas is more chashuv. Ulahachi mevarech alav. So you make the berachan, the hadas, upoter ha'shemen bebirchato. Ukeshe mevarech alav. When he makes the berachan, notel ha'hadas biyamin. Takes the hadas with his right hand, the shemen be small, and the shemen in the left hand. The al davar shemivarech on something that you make a beracha, motlo bimino, you hold it in your right hand. The meila, the only thing you hold the other hand is in the left hand. V'im enam shavot, if they don't have the same berachot, kigon shaya shemen shemivusam be'esbe besamim. Let's say the shemen was spiced up with asabim, with grasses of besamim. Shebirchato bore esbe besamim, or shaya shemen afarsemon. Let's say it was shemen afarsemon, balsam oil. Temevuar besif dalid de birchato hu bore shemen arev. Imken en yachol levarech al hadas. I can't make atze and be poter shemen arev or esbe for leftor et hashemen. Even so, mevarech al hadas techila. So if it's atze and esbe, that anyway we found, Rishonim, the whole Atze comes before Isbe, it's not such a big chidush. Why? Because we said Atze, more specific, whatever, more me'ule. So, l'cha'ora, Atze is not more me'ule than Bore Shemen Arev, Adrabah. That's a more specific beracha. It only goes on one thing. Afal gav de Shemen Afar Simon. Recho mechamat, that's more than that. The second reason is, the reason why we said you make the beracha on the Hadas, before the shemen, it's because the hadas, the beracha is its own. The smell is its own. And the shemen, the beracha comes from someplace else. Shemen afar simon, it's intrinsic. Right? V'lo kala me'achirim. V'gat what? So sometimes you have a regular oil, that you put something else in it. So you say that the smell is not from the oil. Over here, the smell is from the oil. The oil came out of the tree smelling. So it's its own smell. Its own smell. The gam birchato chashuva. And bircha is a chashu bircha. Shemazkir hum yachet shemen. It's specifically for oil. Filu achi hadash hu kebiryato. Hadash, which is the way it grew. Vekayam. And it's still there. Kayam begufo chashiv tafeh. Mo chashuv. Downstairs, in Mem, he says, ve'em heviu lefanav shemen afarsemon. Let's say they brought you shemen afar simon, and they brought you a shemen that they made with with other things, right? Nered afilu leharaa. He gam laraa tov yotesh v'rech bore shemen arev ala farsimon. Mishum da'ave beracha mevored etzvei. And it's also the smell is in there. Yeah. So that's Saif Yud Aleph. Saif Yud Bet. Mevarchim ala mugmar. We make a beracha mugmar. So that's chiddush number one. That you have pirush besamim shesimisimim ala gehalim bariach bahem. You take this besamim, you put it on the coals, and it gives a good smell. The whole room fills with the smell. That's what you wanted. You make a beracha. It's like an incense, like ketoret. Mishi'ale kitur ashanu. When do you make the beracha? When you see the smoke coming up, even though you don't smell it yet. Kodem shi'agi alo harech. Hava lo yivarech kodem shi'ale kitur ashan. But maybe you put the spices on the coal and the smell didn't start coming up yet. You don't make a beracha on that. You have to see the spices, the smoke coming up. Right. You're going to smell.
You wait till you smell, no?
But yeah, when you do the same thing with hadasim, first you make the beracha and then you smell.
Usually
you smell. No. Sure. As opposed to imme ashen. Bishvil levatel asirhon. If he's putting this smell to get rid of a bad smell, en mevarchim alav klal, you don't make a beracha. Ve'av shenehenei me'abesamim me'od, even though he enjoys the besamim, but its main purpose is to take away a bad smell, you don't make a beracha on that. Kidol kamam b'siman reishu zayin. Deodorant, the potpourri in the bathroom, all of that stuff. Kodem shiagia, deba'inan, lecha techila, ober la'asiyatan. You need to make the beracha before you do it. Bedi'avad, alu yachol levarech afish et shemeniach. Even when you smell, lechatchila, you should get it before. Aval lo yivarech kodem shi'ale kitur ashan. Don't make the beracha before the smoke comes up. Desamuch la'asiyatan al kol panim ba'inan. The beracha has to be close to when you're doing it. Not far away. The smoke coming up is like holding the thing in your hand, as opposed to making the beracha before you pick it up. He was yotze. As long as you didn't talk in between. Okay. Hamugmar. This mugmar you're making a beracha on, emhu shelaitz, if it's a tree, mevarech bore ase besamim. Emhu shelaitz, even if it's from grasses, bore esbe besamim. Em shel she'ar, meaning if it's non-growing things, bore mine besamim, shabra, meaning, bore min ase besamim. Velo nishtana berchato, the beracha doesn't change. Aval pi she nisraf, even though burnt, al yedei agimur, through the burning, we don't say, "Oh, it's a reyach that doesn't exist." Adraba, he goremet she'ta'ale timrato v'rechon odef. It intensifies the smell. Is bevesamim ha'ayim bechirik e v'ashim b'sheva hasim b'sheva v'abet refuya is ve. Meaning not a be, not is be, is ve. He says, "Ainu mishum desfira lei." The reason why he says it is ve, because Hashim digusha kamuar bedvara. Well, v'mashkatav ki be'arak kodemet Hashim rafa imken hadage habet bedagesh kal kemor ispe kaspe v'chen amenhag is ve besamim. That's a different minhag. In Mishle, there's Issevot. Okay.
We say Aspe.
Vayin Sham Shemevi, see the Primigadin. Vayin Sham Shemevi, O Da'at Acheret.
Yeah.
It's there. Someone doing asve? No, okay. Esvot harim. Okay. Next. Hameriach be'etrog shel misva. If somebody smells the etrog of the misva, mevarech alav. He makes a beracha. Liyesh omri. And some say, she'enu mevarech, that you don't make a beracha. Lekach, for that reason, nachon shelo lahariach bo. It's proper not to smell it. Now, shemra, meriach be'etrog. En hakavana, we don't mean, shenetalo v'yado laset. He picked it up to be yoseh. Ve'agav urche. And along the way, he'elareach, you happen to smell it. Tebazel lekule alma, en levarech. In such a case, everybody agrees you don't make a beracha. Uchedul el, misayif bet. Like we said in Saif Bet, that when you take something, a food that has a reach, if your kavanah is to eat it, you don't make anoten reach to bapero. Tebazel lekule alma en levarech. Kevan de emet kaven lariach. My intention is not to smell. El Irish in etalo, he picked it up, let's say, for ulariach. He picked it up to make the beracha, and to smell it. He loves the etrog smell. Every time he picks up his etrog, he wants to smell it and make a beracha. Tebechi agavna paskina leil. If every time you eat an orange, you go crazy for the orange smell. So you go, ah, oh, I love the orange smell. You make a beracha, and then you eat it, you make a beracha. Why not? He does the same thing with the etrog. You should make a beracha. Right? Same thing here. Make a beracha on the tilat lulav and on the smell. Why? Tilav lereach avid. You're not taking it for smelling. Kevan shehu shel mitzvah. Because it's for the mitzvah. V'katav magen Avraham b'shem Rashal v'davka b'sha'an netilato l'mitzvah. This is what we say, that you can't make a noten rechto b'perot on the etrog. It's only when you're picking it up in shul, right before Hallel, you're picking it up for the mitzvah. So how are you telling me that you're picking it up also to smell? What kind of guy are you? Why are you picking it up to smell? You should be picking it up for the mitzvah. It's kilu, it's that taking is miuchad for the mitzvah. Aval kodem lachen or acharkach. If in the morning you wake up, right? You want to smell it in your bed? Yeah, make a beracha, even though it's sukkot. You want to smell it afterwards before the meal? You want to pass it around the table? Let everybody see, I got an etrog this year, smells better than usual. Why not? Shabbat and Mavanisha. V'yesh shecholkim bazeh. Some disagree. V'ayem v'biur halacha. And see biur halacha. So some understand that no, that the whole Sukkot, the etrog is considered miyuchad le'mitzvah, not for smelling, and you can't make a bracha on smelling it. Says Maran, lekach nachon shelo la'ariach bo. Trap and not to smell it. Kedeh latet, midei sefek beracha, to get out of sefek beracha. However, ve'im meriach bo, if he smells it, dad magen Avraham shelo levarech, to be choshesh ve'arbeinu simcha. Ve'chen dad agra ve'bi'uro. And that's what the Gra holds. He says, Chamovadia. Chamovadia went through the sugya very much in detail. And he went through, he said, most of the Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Simcha, who's the author of this opinion. Etrog shel mitzvah, Chacham Ovadia says. In Chazon Ovadia, Olchot Berchot, Areach, Beit Shin Chav Zayin. Etrog shel mitzvah, shenetalo l'ariach bo, you picked it up to smell it, mevarech alav anoten reachto baperot. V'yesh omrim she'em mevarchim alav. Mepene she'en omed l'ariach. Ve'em birech al peri acher, if you made a beracha on another peri, l'kule alma mutal la'ariach be'etrog. V'lachen en ha'etrog shel mitzvah mukzeh b'shabbat. That's why it's not mukzeh. She'ra'ui hu la'ariach bo em yivarech al peri acher. No, l'chatchila. But he says on the bottom, that Rov HaPoskim, Levarech al etrog shemitzvan metalo l'ariach bo. Rabbeinu Simcha yechidai neged kol HaPoskim. Says, and even in b'chol zo ba levarech, in ba b'chol l'ariach bo mevarech. Like the Bach said, v'chen ikar, not like the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. But Katzila, right thing, make Berachan something else, it's okay. Next. Hagaha. Yesh Omri. Dameriach Bepat Ham. Some say, if you make a Berach, if you smell hot bread, it's delicious smell. Bread bakery is delicious. Yesh lo levarech shenatan reach tov bepat. He gave a good smell to bread. V'yesh omrim de'en levarech alav. Some say you don't make a beracha. Lekach en lariach bo. So don't smell it. We used to learn in the kollel right on top of a bakery. It was crazy. All you wanted to do was go out and buy bread. Huh? Crazy, crazy. Hi. V'yesh. Lekach. Sorry, before that. Lekach nachon kedel atzed. No, we saw that. Demeriach yesh levarech. Kemo b'shar perot, like other fruits. She'om omdim la'achila. That are there for eating. V'yesh lahem reyach. And they have a smell. She'mevarech alehem. Keshenotel otam. You make v'recha when you pick them up. Kedel ariach bahem. Downstairs, digdakti belashon ze. The afuke kishenichnas lebayit. He went into a house. Veheriach reach tapuchim. He smelled apples. Horeach pat kam, or the smell of warm bread. The bevadai lekule alma in the varech. Tela adif nichnas leadam echad. Vesam bechedro sham vesamin. Sheim tzarich levarech ach kemishkaven lariach. Mishum dahanu besamim, that besamim lav lareach avidi is not made for smelling like the Magen Avraham wrote in there should die. The same thing over here. When you pick it up to smell it, then for sure it's considered asui lareach. Okay. V'yesh omrim de'en levarech alav. De'en ze reach hashuv. It's not a hashuv reach. She'yeh ra'ui levarech alav. That's the Bet Yosef and Resh Tzad design. If you smell it, em mevarchim alav, you don't make a beracha. Chamovadia quotes, Kafe hama, hot roasted coffee, ketusha o techuna, verecha hatov nodef, and it smells delicious. Yes, omrim, some say, sha'af leha omrim, she'en levarech al patchama, even those that say you don't make v'recha on the bread, mikom makom al reach ha-kafe, she'recha nodef, mevarech ha-noten reach tov ba-perot. V'yes cholkim. Because it's more asui la-hariach. V'ha-mevarech, yes lo ami l'smoch.
And those, that's what we do. That's
what we do. Beans, ground coffee.
The roasting or the grinding?
Either way.
So if I put an orange in the garbage disposal, I should also make a beracha on that?
No, that's not l'aria.
It is.
Oh, no, that's to get rid of the bad smell.
No, it's not. It's making good smell in the kitchen.
And yeah.
For sure, there's wind.
Right. So, Mislama Lachatkili, you shouldn't smell it, but if you did, Yeshlamal smoke.